The four Nigerians who are fishermen and farmers from the oil-rich Niger Delta have alleged that Shell, through its operations, has polluted their environment between 2004 and 2007, thereby affecting their source of livelihood. They said the land and creeks have become polluted through mining, and the pollution has negatively affected farming and fishing, which are their main source of livelihood. The four Nigerians want Shell to clean up the pollution and also want unspecified damages. Shell has denied responsibility for the pollution and blamed it on sabotage of oil pipes by thieves and illegal refiners. Shell also says it has played its part in cleaning the pollution.
All the companies are liable to a very large extent, including Shell. So yes, Shell is liable, but so is Chevron, so is Elf, Mobil, and the other foreign oil company.
This is a historic case because it's the first time a Dutch registered company is being sued in a Dutch court for damages allegedly committed by a foreign subsidiary. Also, according to experts, if the four Nigerians succeed in this civil suit, it could set a precedent and open up the door for other claims.
The question is, did Shell operate as a conscientious company?
The techniques and methods they have been using in this exploration did not and perhaps still do not conform with international standards. That is one. Secondly, there have not been visible signs of corporate social responsibility. And again, I think they are more interested in making profits than really caring about the environment.
Shell claims that about 150,000 barrels of oil are stolen every day in Nigeria's Niger Delta, which amounts to about $6 billion annually. Nigeria is a major global producer of oil, but its oil wealth has not benefited its 160 million people who have largely remained poor. Danjuma Abdullahi, Press TV, Abuja.